This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 65 of BookCareers.com Live. If you're currently in a job, please stick with this episode. There are some ways in which you can help those who, through no fault of their own, have found themselves with their job at risk or out of work completely. We're going to cover the current job market, the Book Careers Job Club initiative, and how you can help, and what I hope to see this strange time can bring to the publishing job market. Let's start by talking about the current job market. Now, publishers are still recruiting for essential roles. What those essential roles are will depend from publisher to publisher. Book Careers clients are still being invited for video interviews. If you need help preparing for a video interview, then please revisit episode 63. But it cannot go unnoticed that many job vacancies have suddenly disappeared, along with a number of jobs. Some have been furloughed, or others are finding jobs they were about to start no longer existing. It's all a bit of a mess, really. That's why I don't want to say I'm delighted, as much as it's a delight to work with many of you. Let's say I'm pleased to announce that the Book Careers Job Club initiative will be restarting later this month, April 2020, in association with the book trade charity BTBS. Let me tell you first why I always call this the Book Careers Initiative. Obviously, the word initiative fits very well with the creation of the Job Club, in that we are taking an initiative to help people, we're initiating this independently, and we're using this opportunity to act in response to a need. So initiative is a good word to use. But what it really relates to is what I was told when I had a Saturday job, remember those, in WH Smith. My only responsibility was to be a cashier and operate the till at the front of the store on a Saturday. We were instructed that as we were only Saturday staff, if any member of the public asked a question that wasn't relating to the till, that we referred them to the customer service desk. I was at the point of leaving school, so I asked the manager if there were any full-time jobs going at the store, and his response was, "I wouldn't offer you a full-time job even if I had a vacancy because you don't use your initiative." The fact that all the initiative had been taken out of my Saturday role was not up for discussion. And that was that. The phrase "using your initiative" has become a bit of a legend in my family. But if you want to find a job in this current market, you are going to have to use your initiative, and all those involved are going to have to use their initiative to be creative and supporting you through what could very likely be a prolonged job search. Now, what the Book Careers Job Club consists of is a regular meeting, which will now be online via Zoom, where I will let you know what's going on in the current job market, any vacancies that have come our way, and then lead into a talk about an area of job searching. And then after some Q&As, some of which will have been submitted anonymously in advance, we will give you some action points to take before the next meeting. What this means is that members of the Job Club will know about new opportunities and developments, know about possible vacancies that might not be advertised elsewhere, and will be motivated to take action on a small part of their job search and get a push to take these actions by a specific deadline, as well as get their questions answered during the time of the meeting. To qualify for this opportunity, you need to be unemployed and from the UK or Ireland book industry. That covers bookselling, book distribution, literary agents, literary festivals, publishing books and journals, and publishing services. We cover freelance, contract, and permanent roles. If you've completed a master's in publishing or publishing degree from a recognised university, which is one who is a member of the Association of Publishing Education, then you may also be included, but not until you've been unemployed for at least 6 weeks post-graduation. We do not accept current students because all current students have access to a well-resourced and well-funded careers department and require a different level of support, which we provide through our How to Job Search in Book Publishing course that is also now online. We also currently have our mini course, 5 days to boost your publishing job search, available for free until Friday, the 17th of April, 2020. Go to the bookcareers.com website for details and any further information. By the way, the Book Careers website has finally had a major overhaul, the biggest overhaul in probably over 7 years. I think if you take a look at it, you'll clearly see what it is we do and how we can help you. Now, this is how you can help if you're in a publishing job. If you've got a vacancy, please flag it up to the Book Careers Job Club initiative so those who are without work can easily apply. You can do this by either emailing jobclub@bookcareers.com and we'll let members know, or you can tag Book Careers on Twitter and we'll let the wider job market know. If you're in HR or recruitment, please spare us some of your time and be a guest at one of our Job Club online meetings. This could involve anything from a quick introduction to your company and the roles you have available to participating in a Job Club presentation. Email me at either suzanne@bookcareers.com or jobclub@bookcareers.com. All roads lead to Rome, and all emails usually land on my desk. We'll be running this Book Careers initiative for as long as it takes. The previous initiative ran from 2009 to 2011 with a small break in between. And in 15 months, we have helped over 40 people get back into work during the worst of the recession. In the meantime, what I hope we'll see in areas of publishing is less of the snobbishness about career changes and people who have been undertaking any kind of paid work whilst publishing is in a flux. This means that if you're completely out of work, go and look at places that are currently recruiting. That might be your local hospital, local supermarket, local delivery service, and see if there are any temporary vacancies. If you've got prior publishing experience, you'll still be included in the Job Club, providing you can make the meeting times, which will be during the day. And anyone recruiting, you need to look beyond someone's current role, especially if it's temporary, and start viewing all of a candidate's skills and competencies. And let's face it, what could be a better answer to the interview question? Give me an example of how you use your initiative by talking about how you took on other roles whilst waiting for the job of your dreams to come along. As always, if you're stuck, email me at suzanne@bookcareers.com. Stay safe and stay indoors. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.